All right, let's do this. We're going live in 5, 4, 3. All right, good afternoon and welcome back to Intrepid Makers. I am your host, Todd Schnick. This is going to be a cool conversation. We're talking about plant floors and augmented reality. Should be a pretty interesting conversation. I think you're going to be quite fascinated by it. I'm joined today by Bob Meads. He's the CEO of IQ Agent. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Todd. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. I know you're a busy fellow launching this new cool company, and so I appreciate the time and joining us. Before we get into a conversation around IQ Agent and all the interesting things that you're doing for that plant floor, take a quick second and inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
Absolutely. I started out in the Navy. I was a submariner for 7 years doing electronic surveillance. I worked on navigation systems for missiles and things like that. Love science, love technology. And when I got out, that translated to computers and manufacturing. I worked for NEC as a production engineer down in McDonough. And that also translated going to one of the biggest automation companies in the world, Siemens. Mm-hmm. Worked with those guys for a while and got my chops in SCADA, HMI, PLC type stuff. And so I started iQuest, which is an automation solution provider. And we deal a lot, mostly with Siemens, but with other manufacturers. And, you know, for 17 years, we were doing PLCs and automation, robots, you name it, conveyance systems. And I just fell in love with that automation. And so when tablets came out, when the iPad came out, we ran around, wow, this is really great. So we looked for uses on the plant floor because we felt like the uptake of this new technology would be faster than, say, wireless or laptops had been. The plant floor was really progressing. So we came up with this idea for IQ Agent to use these tablets.
So, all right. Well, let's go deep on IQ Agent. So first of all, tell us a bit of the background and how you developed it. And that probably is informed by some of the work you did at iQuest. But then what does it do? What does it actually do?
Well, IQ Agent is what we call a practical augmented reality app. And it's really centered more on solving problems than it is on technology. And I always say the litmus test of a great augmented reality app is you don't notice that it's augmented reality. You're caught up with the usability of the tool. So when iPads came out, we were looking at what to do with them, and we thought about doing a SCADA client or getting data out of the automation system, but we realized everybody was going to do this. This is not something new. And so one morning, you know, I'd watched The Matrix all weekend, and we had an idea.
That's always dangerous.
So we're really talking about technology, and I said, what I really want to do is take this iPad and just wave it around the plant floor and have data pop up when it recognizes where it's at. That's where IQ Agent comes from. So basically what IQ Agent does, it recognizes where you're at on the plant floor, what process you're working on, and displays relevant data immediately. So it can be data right out of the automation system, out of the PLC or SCADA. It can pull up, you know, schematics or workflow diagrams. The idea is you never turn your back on the machine. In every plant, the guy will walk out to the floor, figure out what equipment's wrong, and he'll turn right back around, leave the plant floor, and go find these documents or go in the control room and look at the data. Well, that wastes a lot of time. Mm. So this is what IQ Agent really does. And I guess the second thing is augmented reality gives you the ability to look at a live feed with data that is relevant to what you're looking at. So we actually record the screen and allow the operator to record a problem with the process. You got all your process automation data right there. They can draw on the screen and talk about the problem. So if we compile this into a movie, it provides a very efficient platform for talking about downtime-related issues with somebody who's not actually there. So it's more efficient, they can fix it faster, save a lot of money on the plant floor.
And does that result in long-term, we're learning things here, and we're learning how to deal with problems in that preventive action for longer term?
Absolutely, because you know when we start troubleshooting problems, as long as we don't forget what we did, forget what the symptoms are, then we have immediate library of all this great experience on the plant floor that now we can share with everybody and not just one person.
Yeah, oh, that's really, really important, particularly if you have had experience on a plant floor, how the power of that. What I think is important to do is, before we go any further, is to really, you've touched on it through the course of the conversation so far, but let's address, what are the problems that you're solving? I mean, what are the issues if you're not using IQ Agent? Mm-hmm. What's happening? When you come in there and install this solution, what problems then begin to solve? I mean, you've touched on it, but I want to be sure the audience is real clear on the problems and challenges you're overcoming with this.
Right. That's a fantastic question. It's my favorite question, because I feel that anyone purchasing a solution for the plant floor, they're interested in ROI being expressed in terms of integers and not emotions. It's got to translate to money. And so that's why we started directly with the problems. The first problem is there's a lot of time wasted when people go out to troubleshoot equipment and they don't have what they need. You know, the problem is they don't know what they need because they don't know what's broken. So they get called out to the plant floor. They do their checks and they realize, okay, well, it's this equipment that's causing the problem. Well, they can't bring all the schematics and all the workflow diagrams, you know, so they turn around and they leave the plant floor, check out the schematics or go look up troubleshooting diagrams or go ask their colleague. So the first problem we solve is we take all that away. We actually make the equipment itself a link to all of its relevant data. You know, with IQ Agent, it actually recognizes where you're at. It pulls first all the data out of the automation system. So I can tell, is the pump on? Is it running? How much current is it drawing? How long has it been up? How hot is it? Usually I have to go to the control room to get that information. So I can look at this information, trend it, and have a, kind of make an analysis of how it's running, maybe do some troubleshooting. And then I can pull up the schematics. I can pull up a troubleshooting diagram. I can watch a movie about how to change a filter. So really, it's just I don't have to leave to go get that information. And that is a significant ROI every single day on the plant floor. The second problem is process downtime. If the process goes down and it's not supposed to go down, that's typically measured in hundreds to thousands of dollars a minute. If you go out on production floor, you can ask any worker, what's your number? At NEC, my number was $764 a minute. If we went down, that was the number on everybody's mind. So communication is an issue, and it's an issue because the people operating the lines are not engineers, all right? So there is an education gap between them and the people that fix the machines, and that's fine. But a lot of times, the users don't know what information is important to report about a problem. They can't just call up and, you know, say, hey, I think the current's too high, it's tripping a breaker. You know, they just say, hey, the thing's moving, it's making a noise, and now I smell smoke. So the ability to communicate very effectively between different education levels in the plant about downtime is very important. So instead of explaining or typing out, which is going to take a long time over traditional channels like text or phone or email, we have the ability to show them the problem as if they were there. And we don't have to translate it through our brain. We can just show exactly the problem, you know, using the tablet. We just hit record. We show the process. We get the audio from the process. We have data from the SCADA PLCs right there. So you can see real time what those values are. If something's happening in the process that the operator needs to draw attention to, they can draw right on the screen, circle it. Hey, look, when this happens, the circuit breaker is opening. And then we just record this. So it's a much more perfect means of communication about these downtime issues because they have to get fixed faster. And if the resource who's supposed to fix it is not there, then that's a problem, you know, because today they have to wait on them to come back. Well, $100 a minute times, you know, 30 minutes an hour, that's a lot of money. So we're trying to reduce that.
Yeah, that's critically important, obviously. And it doesn't sound like you need an MIT degree to be able to operate this system.
Absolutely not. The configuration is drag and drop. Basically, we work on the concept of points of interest in the plant. It's kind of like Google. You go to Google, say, show me hotels near me, all this stuff. Yeah, absolutely. So what we do is we define, we have software that defines what we are interested in the plant. And then it's just a drag and drop interface. We drag and drop from the automation system over, say, OPC. We can go to production databases like Oracle, SQL, you know, build web forms, just drag and drop. And then we use QR codes to identify the equipment. It's really the best, most effective solution that's non-invasive. And we've looked at every single way. And so all we have to do is just put these QR codes out. And then the user, they just point, it pops up the data. They don't have to think about it. There's no menu system. Very easy to use.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, this idea of data, I mean, you talk about collecting data and making it available where you need it, when you need it. It doesn't get any more real time than this.
Absolutely.
It doesn't sound like... this is a problem, not just in manufacturing, it's across all the business and healthcare,
right,
and everything. It's never been easier to collect data.
Right.
But we're still way behind, in my view, about doing anything actionable and meaningful with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess two questions is, I think you solved that problem because you, on the spot in real time, will give someone information that they can make a quick decision and remove that downtime issue,
right,
which is critical,
right,
on a plant floor, certainly. Talk about the organization that maybe doesn't really know what to do with their data or how they're collecting it, because that can be a problem. Your system doesn't work very well if the data that you're provided by the customer isn't good.
That's exactly right. And, you know, big data is becoming a big topic on the plant floor because it gives us the ability to analyze. But if you haven't structured your data in a good way to analyze, then it's useless. And so, you know, typically in the automation system, when we're talking about equipment or process areas, you know, they've gotten the basic data, you know, is the equipment on, is it running, how long has it been running, elapsed time, and things like that. And so we can just make decisions really about what the process indications are for each point of interest so that they can make their decision and not put a lot of fluff. Because I see a lot of people, you know, there's 30 or 50 points for a pump. I need two. Is it on and how fast is it running? So we try to take a hard look at what would be important for each point of interest. You know, these can be ingested in real time. It's not a compiled system. So you really need a plant expert involved that understands the automation system. And then if we need to, you know, add points or involve metadata that helps them make them decisions easier, then that's what we need to do.
The point is that you can provide support and advisory on that.
Absolutely. We can do turnkey. You know, some of our customers have some very big customers, a global pharmaceutical customer, major U.S. automaker use this on the plant floor every day. And to the latter, they just buy the software. It's off the shelf. It's not a programmer's library. You don't have to be a programmer to deploy it. The latter, we do turnkey, you know, so they want us to come in and do everything, hang QR tags and turn the lights off when we leave. So anywhere in between.
All right. Well, Bob Meads and I will return after this short break. All of you on Where Are We? Periscope. We'll be right back.
Are you a manufacturer plagued by high turnover, burdened with low employee engagement, stung by safety concerns, and generally losing the human talent war in a very competitive market? Say hello to PDP Solutions. PDP offers software solutions that changes the game in workplace communications. As PDP President Lou Dickmeyer says, companies seldom fully understand the deep connection between improved communications and moving the key performance indicators. She adds, it's exciting to watch when our customers move the needle. Check out PDP Solutions at pdpsolutions.com. That's pdpsolutions.com and learn how they can help you.
All right, and we're back with Bob Meads, CEO of IQ Agent. All right, so we talked about augmented reality, and if you're not familiar with it or don't understand how it can be applied to a plant floor, say, you may think, well, this is kind of science fiction. Yeah, I don't really understand that. So talk about what augmented reality is, but then you go a step further and you talk about practical augmented reality. So tell us all about that.
All right. Well, augmented reality is very simple. If you watch football, you know what augmented reality is. The yellow first down line that appears, that's augmented reality. A lot of tennis matches, I noticed the other day, my wife's watching tennis, and a lot of the advertisements that you see, those are augmented reality. They're not the actual signs that are there, and people pay for those. So really, augmented reality is nothing more than a live view of the world with computer-generated components laid on top of it, and then there's some relationship between the augmented components and the live components. And you can get very fancy. You can make dinosaurs on your desk, and you can, you know, make globes. You can spin around, and that's all flashy. And you see a lot of augmented reality now in advertising and in the consumables industry. But on the manufacturing plant floor, there's a lot of applications. A lot of people do understand, hey, augmented reality is this, you know, worldview with augmented components. But what they don't really get is that augmented reality provides data in context to the real world. And that's extremely powerful. It's the difference between a guy looking at schematics and then looking back at the machine and trying to figure out which knob to turn and looking at the machine and the knob lights up itself. He has to make no decision about which knob to turn. He's not going to make an error and turn the wrong knob. And I can have a less skilled worker performing this operation. Those three things are gigantic out on the plant floor. So uses on the plant floor, we can step people through procedures by highlighting things on the machine and telling them what to do. We're going to reduce errors. We're going to be able to, you know, have a less trained worker performing this and making less mistakes. What we do with augmented reality is basically, if we take this information, if we're showing information about a piece of equipment and record the whole thing together, now I can communicate with someone, show them the real world as well as the data that is relevant to that without actually running it through my brain and providing interpretations. So that's what augmented reality can really bring to the plant floor. There's a lot of companies working on this right now. But what I call practical augmented reality is, you know, basically we're not doing a lot of flash. I'm not making the data appear like it's part of the machine or floating in space. You can't spin it or do things like that because those are really cool, but they provide no value. And if I were to provide those, and I'd have to pay some really high-end developers, I've charged three times more for my product, and it wouldn't really get us anywhere. So what we do is very cool, but it's flat. And so basically I show the equipment, I show, you know, a floating window with the data that's superimposed on it. We have the ability to record it, and it allows me to have an off-the-shelf solution where everybody else is, you know, providing libraries and things like that.
Now, it's fascinating stuff. How prevalent is it? You mentioned some other organizations are chewing on this right now. I mean, how prevalent is it? Because it strikes me that once it's installed somewhere and operators use it, mm-hmm. they're going to go to their management and say, I'm never operating without this ever again. I mean, is that the future of this?
Yes.
I can envision that.
Absolutely, it's the future. I feel like it's the future of the manufacturing plant floor. There's a couple of companies that I work with. You know, Augmate does wearables and wearable management. Daiquiri, which is very big in augmented reality. They have some absolutely stunning software, you know, in some of the plants out there. But, you know, if you think about it, augmented reality can allow you to step workers through their day-to-day. You have to train them less. They're going to make less mistakes. The learning curve is a lot less. And I could see very easily companies and workers becoming very, very dependent on this because, you know, it really does provide just, you know, such great benefits.
I'm just envisioning the onboarding difference. And because Todd Schnick could walk into a plant floor, grab a device, and I could almost be impactful on day one.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. The reason we're on tablets, a lot of people, you know, ask me why we're not on wearables yet, is because wearables aren't quite there. Yeah. We use tablets because it gives you your nice field of view, and I can just whip it out, you know, scan, and then boom, I've got my stuff. Google Glass was great, but it's peripheral vision. We see all these YouTube videos of field of vision, AR, and arrows lighting up as I'm driving a forklift, and I look at a scanner, and it pops up. That's not real yet. Until we actually have that, then, you know, wearables are still going to be on the fringe. But as soon as we have that, like Daiquiri, I think, has got a helmet, you know, where you put the helmet and you got this big field of view and you can actually interact and see things like that, then that's really going to take it to the next level. And I think you're going to see the stationary computer, stationary human-machine interfaces, paper documents and things like that are just going to go away. It's going to be an entire paradigm shift to, you know, towards this augmented view of the plant floor.
Well, I'm envisioning if I'm an operator and my machine goes down, we talked earlier about how expensive that can be.
Right.
I don't know if I want to look at a schematic on my Apple Watch. I think there's some reality that you need to have a device where you can actually visualize
yes.
and see what you need to see.
Yeah, exactly. And now, you know, we have technology coming where I don't need a display. It's a holographic image where yeah. looking at it and the document is here in front of me and I have full interaction. I'm not trying to look at a device display. And I think in 5 years, that's really where everything is going to be.
I would imagine probably sooner than that.
But probably, you know.
If Bob has anything to say about it. Well, this whole idea about enterprise mobility and all that, I mean, is really exciting. I mean, you mentioned at the top half of the show, well, when there's a machine down, I got to go get some information, then I got to go to the control room. I'm envisioning a day when there's no longer a control room.
Right.
I mean, is that where this is going to?
This is a paradigm shift that I'm seeing. I've been on plant floor for 25 years. And there's always been a control room, and you know there's computers, and you know since PLCs came out in the early 1970s, you know we've had these human machine interface HMI displays that allow the operators to interact with the plant, and there was just no device that you could walk around with. Well, now we have these devices, and so the paradigm shift I'm seeing is why tie someone to one place in time? I don't want to have to go back to an HMI panel mounted somewhere, or go back to a control room. We have this mobile device. Well. You know, this new meme, bring your own device. I came across some research the other day. 78% of big companies said they either agreed with or embraced BYOD. Why? Because people are bringing these into a plant and they know how to use them. They want to use them. They paid for them. They require no training. Why wouldn't a company take advantage of this? So the paradigm is going to be mobile access to data relevant to where you're at or what you're doing. And I really think that that's the way that everything's going.
Well, can it work on any device? I mean, if I bring in my iPhone, does it work on that? Or does it have to be a tablet? And then what are the possibilities of dealing with issues remotely? Let's say you're at home and you get pinged that there's an issue with a machine. I mean, is there what kind of a functionality there in terms of remotely addressing some of these issues?
Right. Well, the first question, you know, IQ Agent works on iOS devices and Microsoft devices. Mm-hmm. Those are the two big ones out on the plant floor. I'm seeing a shift really away from the iOS, more toward Microsoft, simply because the software systems that are in place in manufacturing plants are almost predominantly Microsoft. So if you have a Microsoft tablet, it's going to talk to everything. We couldn't really go just cross-browser, cross-platform at the time because we needed the accelerometer, needed the camera, needed that hardware support, and I didn't want to dumb my software down. So I did native on iOS. I did native on Microsoft. We've had questions about Android, but there's been no one's really willing to buy it yet. But we do now. There's some, you know, other functionality we can take advantage of to be able to, you know, to go cross-platform, and we're certainly going to look at that. The second question is remote, and there are companies now working on remote assistants that use augmented reality and telecommunications, so oil rigs. So you got a guy on an oil rig, you know, those things go down. It's just lots and lots of money. And so you can actually point it at the equipment, and you've got a remote guy, you know, that's dialed into your iPad, and he's showing, you know, he's lighting things up and say, hey, check this, do this. He's able to see and interact with you. And those are expert systems, but there are some that are out now. What we do, you know, really 80% of the problems that we see on the plant floor are what I, you know, what I call, you know, easy problems. You know, there's a breaker trip, there's a screwdriver in the, you know, conveyor system, you know, things like that. Most things don't require, you know, a lot of thought or that level of skill. And those are the 80% that I'm after. So if I've got someone at home, an engineer at home, they can dial in VPN into the plant network, pull up those points of interest. They can receive those videos coming from IQ Agent from the plant floor, communicate with them, and fix the problem. If it's really, you know, hard-level troubleshooting, then we're not going to be a fit, and that's really the other 20%. But there are people out there hitting that 20% pretty well.
Yeah. Well, you know, we always, a lot of concern on this show from people who say, well, you know, with the advances in robotics, we're going to be not going to need any human capital anymore. And what I disagree with that.
I do too.
But the cool thing about what IQ Agent's doing is it's making the job easy for that human. But there's still problem solving that has to happen, and this device enables that to happen quicker, faster.
That's exactly right. It's about communication to that human expert.
It's more a communication tool than anything else.
It really is. It's a communication tool that pulls data out for the user, and it allows you to explain problems without having to type them out.
Spoon feeds the right data.
Yes.
When you need it.
Exactly. You know, I tell people, you know, IQ Agent doesn't bring any new data to the table. You already have the data. What I do is I make that data available based on where you're at or what you're working on. And it's a new thing.
Yeah. You are collecting new data in terms of troubleshooting problems that you can then fix better.
We're generating, yes, that's a great point. We're generating these videos and this, you know, data on problems, and we can, you know, create an archive so that if the problem comes up again, they can go back and have this augmented video of how this problem was corrected. So, yeah, sure, we do create those.
Well, I think it's pretty clear based on our conversation that augmented reality is a necessity in the future of manufacturing.
Yes.
I don't think there's any other conversation we got to have on it, because I think we've made that very, very clear. Well, very, very cool. Bob, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions, and where can they learn more about IQ Agent?
You can go to IQAgent.com. That's our website. We have several movies that show our product. There's some white papers up there. We're up on the Apple App Store and the Microsoft Store, and it's a free download. Cool thing about it, one of our taglines is you can see it work in 90 seconds. We have a simulate mode. So if you download IQ Agent onto your iPad, we have QR codes available. You can just request them from the website. You can scan a QR code and see exactly how it works. You can play around with the data and things like that, and you get an idea. So my office is in Alpharetta. They can also call my office, 770-754-0427.
Cool. Bob Meads, the CEO of IQ Agent. Again, thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. And appreciate all you watching on Periscope. We'll see you next time. On behalf of my guest, Bob Meads, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you soon on Intrepid Makers.